I wonder if you all feel very sufficient today and every day. There's not a day goes by that I realise how weak and insufficient I am. But I guess you don't feel like that. You know, just this week, actually Wednesday, I thought to myself, I'm going to park this time very close to the curb. I never do. I'm usually a mile away and at a dangerous angle with my back pointing in the wrong direction. So I thought, just aim for the telegraph pole and you'll be right. Well, I hit it. No, I'm not a very sufficient driver. In fact, I don't think I'm sufficient or efficient at anything. But the verse I wanted to bring you tonight is from 2 Corinthians and chapter 12. My grace is sufficient for thee. And that's the message I want to just leave with you tonight. You know, this whole weekend, I'm sure as you learn more and more about enjoying living, it's going to be all around this very, very wonderful fact. God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Well, take it and enjoy living. Everything you need. You know, Paul goes on to say, well then, I'll be glad about my weaknesses. I'll be glad about my problems. Because it's then that Christ's power can be strongest in me. Isn't that wonderful? You know, so when we find ourselves insufficient, be glad. Enjoy it. Because then you'll know God's strength as you never knew before. But you've got a choice. You can either go on thinking that, well, I might make it, or you can take him to be sufficient, all your sufficiency in all your needs. My grace is sufficient for thee. Someone told me a very wonderful little way to think of grace. Think of it, G-R-A-C-E. Great riches at Christ's expense. Grace. All we need, and it's at Christ's expense. Tonight, as you go to sleep, ladies, don't count sheep. Count all the great riches that are yours through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope each one of you, before you leave this weekend, will have a bigger vision of that than you've ever had before. And you'll be enjoying just being alive today. You know, I thought I'd go through just some of the riches we have. And the very greatest of all is salvation. My grace is sufficient for thee. My salvation is sufficient for thee. Boy, we were insufficient there, weren't we? None of us good enough. None of us good enough to belong to God. None of us good enough to belong in his family. And through Christ's expense, that sacrifice on the cross, we are in his family, if we've made that choice. Lord, you died for me. Thank you. Be my Saviour. I accept you into my heart. My salvation is sufficient for thee. And when you're a Christian, no one can take it away. Sufficient now, tomorrow, and forever. Here's now and here's for eternity. Sufficient. You know what sufficient means? I forgot to tell you. It means a large enough supply to provide what is needed. Sufficient. Well, you know, I thought of somebody, and that was Joseph. He could have been Josephine, and he could have been you, because all his life he found that God was sufficient for his every need. You know, as you read about Joseph, and I'm sure you've all had him in Sunday school if you haven't had him afterwards, he found himself in a deep, dark, lonely well. I'm sure there was doubt and despair. And if any of you are in a deep, dark well of loneliness and despair with no way out and no way up, you know what Joseph found? My grace is sufficient for thee. My peace is sufficient for thee. Why? because Joseph knew that God was in control and is in control for you today. There is a way out. Rest in His peace. His peace is sufficient for thee. You aren't sufficient to get out of it by yourself. Hold on to Him. And then we see Joseph going off, and remember, he was taken to Egypt, a place that he didn't know. Nobody cared. Nobody he knew. None of his family. He felt alone. Once again, my presence is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. My presence is sufficient for thee. So if you're stepping out into the unknown and it seems as though there's nobody around you who can help, the Lord's presence is sufficient for thee. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I heard that Emerson said that a friend is someone, someone before whom I can think out loud. Do you ever shock anybody? I've shocked my husband quite a bit. But isn't that wonderful? A friend, someone before whom you can think out aloud. And we have a friend in the Lord Jesus. He knows us. He accepted us just as we are. Oh boy, that's big, isn't it? Not everybody can accept us as we are. And so we have to put on a show. My presence is sufficient for thee. A friend that will never leave us and nor forsake us. Well, then we see Joseph, and he had a hard time with Potiphar's wife. You remember that? She was not very nice. And so we see Joseph in temptation and trial. And we find there, my power is sufficient for thee. Isn't that wonderful? And here again, we find that Joseph trusted in God. He committed his plight to God and he rested. Do that. Do that, ladies, whatever the pathway may bring, because his peace is sufficient for thee, his presence is sufficient for thee, and his power is sufficient for thee. And remember, there was a way of escape for Joseph. He had to run, but he ran, didn't he? And God will never allow us to be tempted above what we're able to take. Sometimes we think it might just take the straw that broke the camel's back, but he knows our load limit, and his power is sufficient for thee if you take it. You're insufficient by yourself. And then he had a long, long wait in prison, didn't he? You know, we're going to hear about another prisoner this weekend, Paul. I wonder if you've heard of that book, A Prisoner and Yet? A prisoner who's enjoying living. Seems fantastic. And you're going to hear about it this weekend. And here we have a prisoner enjoying living. Wonderful. Why? Because God was his sufficiency. And here we find, my patience is sufficient for thee. Do you ever run out of patience? Perhaps you don't. I do. And sometimes, you know, ladies, we've got a long wait for that answered prayer. Sometimes we've got a long wait. And sometimes we even then don't see the good that's working. But it is working. My patience is sufficient for thee. Commit it to him. Trust in him. And he'll give you the rest and the patience just to leave it all there with him. And, you know, wonderfully, even in that long wait, you'll find that he's holding you there. His patience is seeing you through. You know, Joseph was content. He was learning to enjoy life in prison. Why? Because he was content knowing that God was in control and that God was working all things for good. You know, he made the most of a bad situation. I think you'll hear about that this weekend too. But then that wasn't all. Then he had an important job to do. Interpret a dream that was going to mean either the way of escape for him or something else. And we find, "My wisdom is sufficient for thee." You ever feel you lack wisdom? Well, if you lack wisdom, it says in the Bible very clearly, if any woman lacks wisdom, let me say woman, pray to God and God will give you the answer, the guidance, the wisdom you need. He gives generously and graciously. His wisdom is sufficient for you. He'll put that light on your path, show you the step to take. Well, now there's something else. Now poor Joseph had to govern the land, and that was a big, big work for him to do. I wonder if you're faced today with something that's too big. I am, many times. But my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is sufficient for thee for that task, whatever it might be. Sometimes it mightn't be a big task. Sometimes it's just a whole heap of little tasks that get so big that it's just like a mountain in front of you. Just getting through the day can be big, can't it, ladies? With growing families or families that have grown, or just with yourself. Sometimes that day just seems too big. My strength is sufficient for thee, and my power is strongest when you are weak and when you feel you can't cope. His strength is sufficient. So all these great riches at Christ's expense, and they're only through Christ. If you're not a Christian, I'm afraid these riches you haven't got, but you can have. And Christian, if you're living defeated and you're not enjoying life, well, perhaps this weekend you'd better take a good long look, a good long look, because His grace is sufficient for thee. Great riches ready for you, and you will enjoy living. My promises contained in this book are sufficient for every need. Prove it. I have. You think something's going to take hold of you that's unique? It's in this book. My promises are sufficient for thee. Take hold of it. Apply it to your life. If you've accepted God's great gift of salvation, there's a lot more other gifts just waiting for you, and you will enjoy living.